You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Christian Benteke to score and Liverpool to win 3-1. Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win 10-1. Derek, your boys were lucky on Tuesday night against Stoke at home at Anfield. I thought Stoke outplayed them for large periods of that match.
Yep, the large period being the 120 minutes. I can't believe how badly, every time I watch Liverpool, they seem to get worse. And people will say, well, hang on, they've won the last two games. Well, they haven't. They beat Norwich at the weekend, but let's not forget, they might be in the Capital One Cup final, but they lost fair and square at home to Stoke, and I don't see why they're not going to lose this either. I think West Ham are a better side than Liverpool. They showed in the first match that they're going to give the FA Cup a bit of a run. It was against Wolves, wasn't it? I think they dispatched him with a minimum of fuss. And I just don't see. I can't understand if Slaven Bilic was to weaken down here. I would have to ask questions. Would have to be asked. Why are you doing that? This competition is easily winnable this season, the FA Cup, and West Ham have got very, very good credentials. And if they get past Liverpool, which I think they will, I mean, it's game on for them. 17-5 to beat Liverpool, that's a massive price for West Ham. Don't forget, they went to Anfield earlier in the season and won 3-0, easily beat Liverpool. And Liverpool have gone backwards since then. West Ham, I would suggest, have advanced, have improved. So hammers for me all day long.
And they beat them in January as well. They're looking for the hat-trick over Liverpool. Yeah. Beat them 2-0.
Well, beat them fair and square then as well, didn't they? Yep.
Liverpool are... it's entertaining being a Liverpool fan at the moment anyway, because you got that 5-4 against Norwich last weekend in which some of the defending was abysmal, and then of course on Tuesday night came through as we mentioned on penalties against Stoke City. Just before we head over to Lee, Derek, the one thing that stood out for me there was Alberto Moreno defensively. I think he's shot to bits. He's never in position.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Good going forward, but he's clueless in terms of positional sense.
You see, that's the thing. I don't see he's that good going forward. I don't think he gives anything, Alberto Moreno. I think he seems to be well liked by the cop for his personality more than his ability on the field. And it was interesting to hear Jamie Carragher's comments on Sky the other night. He couldn't really hide his sort of disaffection for Moreno, the way he plays. And he's dead right. I don't think he gives the team anything, and I can't imagine he'll be in the team for much longer, because he's going backwards. The more I look at this, by the way, the penalties, when it went to penalties, the commentators in Sky were going on about Stoke having the advantage for any number of reasons, but Liverpool were obviously long odds on favourite once they went to penalties, because their manager's a German, so they weren't going to lose that.
They've got a great record in penalty shootouts, haven't they, as 11, well, Liverpool?
11 of their last 13 now. Yeah. But Stoke had won 5 from 5 going into that one.
Lee, how do you see this fixture, Liverpool versus West Ham? West Ham looking for the hat-trick against Liverpool this season. Haven't conceded against them either.
I tend to agree with pretty much everything Derek said there. I think it's a big price for West Ham, 17-5. Just to add to what Derek said as well about Bilic, I was keen to delve a little bit deeper into Bilic's mindset. This is before the game that you were talking about, the third-round clash with Wolves, Derek. He said that he would prefer to win the FA Cup over qualification for the Champions League. Because, I quote, "It is a cup. With a cup, I can hold it up. Get in the Champions League, I have to buy a magazine to show the league table and shout, look where we are, look where we are. The proof is silverware, so I prefer to win the FA Cup and then finish 5th or 6th. The FA Cup special, there was a stage before they changed the format of the Champions League when the cup was good, because through the cup, you'd qualify for the Cup Winners' Cup and only the league champions would go through to the European Cup. They changed it and made it the Champions League. Suddenly, it was more important to finish in the top 3 or 4 than to win the cup. But in England, the FA Cup, for me, never lost its value." I read it all out, because this isn't a manager who's just paying lip service to something. Yep. This is a manager who's thought about it and believes in what he's saying. Klopp put out a bunch of kids in the last round. If he does anything like that and West Ham go full strength, 17-5, huge.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.